This meditation is for the purpose of putting you in touch with and introducing you to your spirit mentor, also known as your spirit guide. Please remember, with this or any meditation, if it feels like you're making things up as you go along, that's good. If you can't visualize very clearly yet, that's fine too. You're still going to get much benefit. If you're not seeming to get the kind of interaction that you think you need with the guide, that's fine too, because something is happening at a very deep level. Just let the meditation be what it is. If possible, stop the recording and do your grounding and centering and orb of light meditation. A short version of each is fine. Just allow yourself to be in a very light, easy trance and see and picture that white, bluish light surrounding you like a globe. Allow yourself to keep relaxing and breathing deeply as this globe of light becomes more and more powerful around you. You feel yourself gently rising up within this globe of light. And as you rise a little higher, you notice that the globe and you start to radiate a beautiful red light, a deep rose red. In fact, you can smell roses. You feel and taste red. You feel peaceful and tranquil and safe within this red light. And you're rising higher and higher now. And you notice that this light, this red light, begins to change. And it moves into an orange light. Beautiful orange, crisp. You can smell and taste oranges. It feels so wonderful and so relaxing as you allow yourself, your entire being, to be permeated with this orange light. And you continue to rise higher within your globe. And you notice that your globe and you begin to change color again as you move into a yellow light. Bright, vivid yellow, permeating yourself, your being, and the globe. You smell and very faintly taste lemon. It feels so wonderful and so safe and relaxing as you begin to ascend higher and higher in your yellow globe. As it starts to change color again into green, I notice the green becoming more and more vivid, more and more lush. You can smell freshly crushed herbs, and you can taste a beautiful taste of something that might be basil or rosemary, but it's lovely. And you continue to ascend in your green globe of light, higher and higher. And you reach a beautiful blue color. And you feel so good, so at peace. And you smell something like the ocean or a rainstorm. And you taste fresh water. And it's so good and so safe and so quenching. This blue light permeating your entire being. As you continue to ascend in this blue globe of light, and you see the light now transform once again into a rich indigo. It feels so good and so relaxing. And you notice the smell and the taste of grapes from a sacred vineyard. And you continue to ascend, rising higher and higher in your indigo globe of light. And now, everything starts to turn a bright, vibrant violet color. And you smell violets. And everything is so peaceful. And you're so at ease. And you feel so good. As your violet globe of light continues to ascend higher and higher, turning once again into a very vibrant white light, more vibrant than you've ever seen. And you feel this white light permeating every part of you. And you know that if you were to open your eyes right now, beams of extremely strong white light would beam forth from your eyes. And you fill up with this white light, purifying. It feels so good and so peaceful. Now you feel like your globe of light is compacting just a bit, and you're becoming more of a point of light in the night sky. You are a star among the company of stars. And you see a ring of stars forming around you. And you notice that these are beings of very high vibration. They are a coven of stars, and you are in the center. And they are all beaming light toward you. And they are asking you now to picture yourself on top of a beautiful mountain in the center of a circular grove of trees. There is a beautiful bonfire blazing forth, and it's lighting you and the grove up with a sacred golden light. And they tell you that this is the light of perfect love and perfect trust, and that you are safe here within this circle. And one among them now descends into your circle, a point of light. This being may take on a form or may not. It may appear as human or animal, or may just be a presence. You may just get a sense of them, but they are there and they are real. Ask now that this mentor reveal themselves to you in whatever form or formlessness is most appropriate. Ask now if there is a name by which they would like to be called. You'll either hear the name now internally, or at some later time it will become apparent to you. But just ask. And now ask your guide if there is anything that you need to know for your highest good at this time, as you're silent for a moment and just listen. If you feel comfortable in doing so, make a date with your spirit mentor. When would you like to see them again? And ask them if they would be willing, if you are willing, to tutor you on a regular basis, if that seems appropriate. Remember that a true spirit mentor always makes you feel better after you've left their presence. If for some reason, now or at any time in the future, when you are working with a guide, if you do not feel better and if you do not feel good, it is your birthright to ask in the name of the light for a true guide, a true mentor, to be assigned to you, and it will be done. Remember that this is your craft. Allow it to be the way you feel the most comfortable. However you are best served working with a guide, allow that form or way to reveal itself to you over time. And now it's time to thank your guide and say farewell, knowing that you now have a relationship if you so desire, and can return to the classroom at any time according to the agreement that you make with one another. So thank your guide. Bid him or her farewell. As you see your orb of light once more expanding and growing, white light, as you move out, up and out of the forest, back into space amongst the stars. All the beings of light give you their blessings and farewell. As your globe now starts to descend back down through the violet light, gently through the indigo light, down through the blue light, and in through the green light, and down, moving through the yellow, down and down through that beautiful orange, into the deep and safe crimson color, and back into your room, into your body. That bluish white light now surrounding your physical body, in your body, feeling now the orb of light beginning to drain back away, knowing it's easy to conjure it at any time, down into the earth below you, feeling all excess energy draining away, opening your eyes, taking some very deep breaths, remembering to exit your trance completely. Declare out loud that you are now among the realms of the human. Clap your hands or stomp your feet, and it is so. Blessed be.